For the end to you were like the mafia. My resolve, it's a slim chance I fall. I'm a ball, don't you give me name. Or else I got it. I'm killing these hoes, I smell, trying to stop the violence. All I care about is money, yeah. The city that I'm from, I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should have told you. I'm older, yeah, I'm older, I'm older.
Don't imagine no game. own fool. When he's running out of town, I don't hold him like a fool. If you run, he's on the stand. My hood up, you be like, what the hell is that? When we tell the bottom block, you can take my boy's hand. Own fool, who is running out of gas. Got him loaded like a fool. If he hunted, don't stand. If he says he cannot run me, then he better bring the can. Like he hunted on the kick. If he hunted in the ass. You can't hit me, you can't catch me. All this thing is for the past. When I thought the thing is mine, put my money in the bag. If it's ready for your title, if it's running, no one can. I be running, lay the lane. Just in brain, acting bad. Got a few on me, and I need it out of bag.
Getting money, getting money, right on time. my lockdown. Cause I'm never flawed. They know my stay high. Tell me I'm a star. Hey, go ahead. Keep shine. My clock counts for me. Tell them no time. The hood love me, man. Like too far. Cause I let it flow. Like every two. Find me in the club. With a full squat. Making it rain. From the floor to the rooftop. I got swag. Man, I'm talking big. The money is my girlfriend. Yeah, that's who I'm with. Six days before. See how I'm in my shit. Take your throne, let your throne. I'm ready. I'm on my grind all of the time. Getting money right on time. I'm just looking fine, just like go for mine. Gonna blow me.
I'm a G-Code, hot on the run from a bitch. I'm a headliner, told nigga I was this clique. MMC, it's me, come check Latif. I'm a thug ass nigga, the nigga not be in the streets. Independent, don't roll in no clicks and cool. So if you wanna violate, I do what I do. If you cross it, most niggas say they a killer. But when they got that pistol in their hand, they walk out to ya. What's the deal with this? Man, this bitch around me. I don't fuck with these niggas. That's why my distance every day. I love my block, so I throw it up in many ways. I rest in peace to my soul that's born in many days. That's the short T-B-D-A-R-T. I sweat to your partner, you know you live to me. And all my G's locked down. Y'all be home in a second. Keep your head up, nigga. And that's tough and it's blessing. That I'm speaking on the mic. Keep repping the y'all. Y'all my motherfucking dolls. Put your back against the wall. Don't fall. I write you and accept your phone calls. So hit a nigga up and I promise I got you, though. You know the number. I'm gonna scream it out. You scream it out. Real niggas know what the fuck a trio nigga talking about. I'm a G. I've been G made younger. Now look at me, father, boy, I'm counting some numbers. Man, I love my life. I won't ever fucking change. When it comes to that dumb shit, ready to talk and go insane. A bitch nigga don't like me. They can talk sideways. That's cool, that's cool. I love it anyway. Push me on to another level, another level. Feed off the adrenaline I got from the devil. That anger is the shit that push me on to a level. That some niggas can't never meet up with the drug to rebel. I'm west side to the fullest. I don't fall flat. I do this to the fullest, nigga. Now I get cash. So anytime a nigga want it, bring that ass. And I got a chop, a little partner, and a brand new mayor. Call it, nigga.
Let me see what's that. Let's see what we got out here. Yo, man, who we got checking in over to do that at radio, man?
Yo, man, it's your 100 Rock and Riff for that freestyle, man.
Hey, man, nigga, where you been, man? Where you been? We got 4 minutes left, shawty. We got 4 minutes left, man. Yo, we got the nigga Nova Star holding the shit down. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We got Dope Dookie on the line, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing. This is what's up. I'm finna run it down like this. You, since you came in as a new entry, I gotta bring you in, bro. I need you to close the show out. You got 2 minutes, nigga. 2 minutes. Do your goddamn thing. Let these niggas know who you're working with. Radio, real talk. That's what's up. That's what's happening. All I'm saying is, niggas, I ain't mean to hurt nobody's goddamn feelings, but I'm keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Y'all know the fucking number. You know what you're supposed to do. So all I ask is that you do that to claim this grand. Real talk. That's what's up. Get it, nigga. Let's get it. Here we go. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, man. One.
Hold on.
Two. One, two. Ready, go.
Yeah. I'm watching. Ready, do that.
I'm about to show 'em, baby. I'm about to show 'em mine. I'm about to show 'em mine. I'm about to show 'em mine. We do it on the grind. We do it all the time. We walking straight forward, but with a strong spine. There's some game for your mind. We running out of time. They slinging nicks and dimes. They trying to even shine. Put any niggas line. I got to get mine. I'm still getting mine. This mountain you can't climb. This treasure you can't find. Because it's all mine. You trying to take mine. Nigga, you will never shine. I put you all in line. Nigga, I ain't scared of dying. I gotta get mine. And where they do that at? They do it right here. Get it with no fear. Call it watch, baby. We taking over the whole year. You just believe that. I'm kicking freestyle. And everything I do, my nigga, cause it's deep style. My nigga, they know. He made the same happen. I'm about to let the world know it's worth the distance rapping. That's why I'm space stepping. I hope the world clapping. 22 million listeners, nigga, this is how it's happening. Down in the DA, nigga, we don't play. That's where we do that at. Then homie, we getting set every single time, my nigga. Get on the scene. I'm doing everything I can to get that hella green. I'm coming for that sad. Rookies that stand fast. That's how I do it, home. But so where they do that at? This is your boy, watch, ain't you feel me? As I'm mature, sit the baby child, kill me. And I ain't talking, homie, because it's study popping. And every nigga I ever hate, but the study dropping. I keep it steady, dog. I don't stay up on the block. You hear it, call, I'm moving. Because it don't stop. I'm trying to make it out. So what you talking about? Everything I see this little piece, homie, don't stop. My nigga C3, yeah, you know it's me. I'll ask so fam when we get that deal, it's on G. It ain't gonna never stop. To the day we drop, I do it right to live. Cause nigga, I don't play no rock. You know what that is, D. It's straight up off the phone. Coming off the ceiling home, boy, yeah, you know it's on. I'm doing it just like that. And they gon' never stop. And they gon' never stop. Until the day I drop. That's how it is, man. I'm staring at
Yo, real talk, like I told y'all before, man, for just giving y'all a little blast from the past. Real talk, WTDTA Radio, definitely in effect. The time is 9:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We definitely on the grind doing what we do. We got the guests calling in, checking in, doing what we do. And, yo, you couldn't be at a better place at a better time. We got fans calling in from all over the globe doing what they do. The reason why we're the hottest venue in the game today ain't got nothing to do with your boy J-Dawg, B-Dub, or Beanie Weenie. It's all about the artists and, yes, you, the fans. Because without y'all, it would not be no us. I'm going to send this right out. Yo, as long as you keep doing what you do and holding it down, we ain't going nowhere. Now, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I just gave you a little blast from the past, you know what I'm saying, to kind of let everybody know, really, in order for you to know where you're going, first you got to know where you came from. And this is where we started, you know what I'm saying? The artists coming on the air, yo, doing what they do, freestyling the whole nine yards, some of the illest artists in the game definitely doing what they do. And from that, right now, we have over 22 million listeners tuning in every night, watching these artists, listening to these artists, following their content, doing what they do. WTDTA Radio is in conjunction with Dish Network. You know what I'm saying? Simply Me TV, Last FM, CBS Radio, AOL, Yahoo, you name it. Real talk, we definitely got the game on lock. Yo, FDA, yo, my man Richard Button, the guy that's coming in loud and clear on the G19 satellite. Real talk, it is what it is. All I'm saying is, man, you better get in where you fit in. Real talk. Now, this next joint up in the drop on you right quick, because I'm going to give everybody a lock in, man. Real talk, we had a record number show last night, so yo, if you call the line, you can't get through, you can definitely catch our broadcast at www. I'm going to give you two websites, www.blogtalkradio.com/wherethedothatatradio, and you can also check out us on Ustream. We are actually at www.ustream.tv/SP Network. Real talk, tell a friend to get it in. This is your boy J-Dawg holding it down. Yo, getting ready to take you on a ride like never before, a ride on the wild side. We're going to come back to the request line, get the special guest on the line, let them chop it up with you to see what's up and see what's good. You already know what it is. Holla at your boy. Yo, this is your boy J-Dawg coming to you live on WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, you've been hearing me saying time and time again how history is made here at WTDTA Radio. How it's made is just like this. In the middle of the year, you know what I'm saying, you heard, you know, a third generation artist, one of the first generation artists. These yo, we have been featuring a lot of great artists, a lot of great turning points. You know, artists like 100 Watts. Yo, I'm in there, Thugger Man. Chop the Chaser, you know what I'm saying? To name a few, cannot forget the original freestyle battle king himself, aka Mr. Sheen. You know what I'm saying? Doing the thing. But yo, real talk, in the middle of the year, we warned you that, you know what I'm saying, you're on the verge of greatness. What you're coming here tonight is the result of it. It's about the collaboration that took place from the freestyle. And just, you know, really to make sure that everybody understands, you know, this is what we're doing today. We're featuring these vocal artists that spit the flame to national artists that have changed the game. I'm now giving you my man to the other day. Live at WTD, GN Radio, where we reach these local artists. He's gonna go acapella. He's just gonna just go like that. He's just gonna kill it like that. Okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel. All I'm saying, and it is what it is. Remember, this is where they do to that radio, man. Y'all get your tape recorders ready. All right, CO. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna let you come in on the one. Two, one, two, ready, go.
Look, I'm the hottest MC, whether you like it or not. They say I got competition. It's a fight to the top, but I'm killing all competition. Like back, one shot from the shotty, blow a hole through the head for me. Put the hawk out, make sure you get the stab again. You can red, this you yellow, but it green like an African. The bars that I speak make niggas not even want to grab. I am the club, look.
And these motherfuckers playing with my money. And I don't go like that, straight like that. I'm straight from cat. But fuck niggas get jacked. Don't bring a beef about a real nigga. My bitch, I been a caught a flame, boy. If I can deal with you, I'm down with real niggas straight out the moat. 4-3 cat town, nigga, if you ain't know where they do that at, chat. Man, I said it 2 minute time. Kill these niggas with 2 minutes on 2 minute lane. Too many rhymes, these niggas on here lying. And your flow was kind of dope, but really, for the sound like some shit that you wrote. For real, you ain't got no more.
This is a Where They Do That At Radio exclusive.
Beach Planet.
Where they do that and everything. Every day we ask for your mother. Yo, I'm here kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man. Key to the city. It's your boy Lee from the Legend. Hanging out. Where they do that at radio? K-Dog, V-Dub, D-Ring. I mean, sport.
I want you to do is just get in where you fit in. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I'm finna go down the line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see where you're doing it at. Real talk, all you got to do is get in where you fit in. Lock it down. If you can't get through to the lines, yo, it's only because we got so many people that are slap full this thing once again. So keep calling in. If you can't do that, then, yo, go to the website, lock in. Yo, definitely be in the building. Real talk, it is what it is. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about EG's doing what they do. Real talk, it is what it is. Let me bring, yo, one of my guests on the line. Real talk, my partner, crime, my man, Daryl. Let's see if we can get him on the line to see what's up, to see what's good. Yo, that number is 2-6-1-4. Oh, what's up?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Oh, man, it's wide open, holding it down, doing with you, man. What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, been grinding, getting artists, getting things done, making sure that this show happens. We want the artists to get out there and do what they're supposed to do and do what they're supposed to be. Artists, get them heard like they're supposed to, tired of the majors taking it from them. I want artists all day long, and I'm doing my best to get you.
I hear you, Doc. What's up, man? That's my man, Daryl, definitely holding it down, holding it up, man. Yo, this is Mr. Watch right here. For all y'all don't know, real talk, y'all definitely need to get at my dude, definitely get locked in. Real talk, it is what it is. Real talk on WTDTA Radio. It's all about the urban experience. We cranking it out. Man, appreciate the support, man. Yo, we had record numbers last night. We're trying to do the same thing again tonight. Real talk, yo, with the support of the listeners.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm like this, man. I have been to every end of this business. And, I mean, you know, when you can sit back and can listen to artists that never get listened to, I mean, that's the best thing, man. You got some of your best artists are never out there. And, you know, I mean, I got to do what I got to do. And, I mean, this is my love. This is my life. Like, they love music. I love to the fun part of being behind the scenes, making things happen, creating things, making things where they get out there and be what they're supposed to be.
All
right. And I want y'all need a manager. You need a good marketing person. If you need somebody that can turn around and get you your beats that sound industry quality, hit me up, 678-595-2014. Call me. Don't be ashamed. Just call me. I mean, I've dealt with every kind of artist it is, from ones that nothing to the majors. But I want artists to get out there. They need help. Don't be ashamed to get help. But if you got somebody that can help you, listen. Because they're telling you how to get around all that mess. Stop spending that extra money. And see, that's the part. Y'all waste more money trying to get your stuff out there when there's people that can walk your stuff in or get you to do the things necessary to get it where it needs to be. And that's what we're about. That's why I'm partnering up with Real Talk Radio. I mean, hey, I can't help but to do what I do. And I mean, it's fun. And I mean, the experience is invigorating.
That's right. Real talk, it is what it is, man. On WTDTA Radio, it is what it is. All you got to do, man, is just get in where you fit in. You definitely got to lock down. You definitely got to do what you got to do, man. And all I'm saying is, real talk, it is what it is, man. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. We want everybody to just ride this way. Get in where you fit in. Real talk, everything is posted on the website. You know what I'm saying? You can check us out at WTDTA Radio.weebly.com. Real talk, yo. You can also go to WTBTAforum.com. Real talk, check us out. Real talk, it is what it is, man. We're putting the hustle behind the muscle. We're doing what we got to do. We're getting these artists everywhere they need to be and then some. So all I'm saying is, man, if you don't get out there, it won't be because of where they do to that radio. It's only going to be because you wasn't given the opportunity necessary to take it to the next level. But, yo, that's what we're here to do. We're here to take you out there, do what we got to do, hold it down the whole 9 yards. Yo, Daryl, man, I want you to hold the line right quick. I'm going to bring my girl B-Dub on right quick. We're going to chop it up for just a second. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to keep this thing all the way 100. I got plenty of rotation out here. Got some new joints, so real talk. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see how everybody
is doing.
Yo, real talk.
Do your thing, man. Do your thing.
I got you, man. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is. Glance Radio is definitely in effect. Real talk. Yo, they're picking up the feed as well. Real talk, it is what it is. So let me see what's up. Let's see what's good. Yo, B-Dub, if you riding with me, 3, 2, 4, 6, you know you in the mix, man. What's up? What's happening with you?
Mixing it up.
Hey,
got some pies baking.
Okay, now what's up? You got to keep them in the oven, man. You got to keep them baking, man. Real
oh,
talk.
Yeah.
You know what it is. So what's been good with you? How things been going on your end?
Everything is going wonderful, getting a lot of positive feedback from the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge that we did in partnership with Where They Do That Radio. Excellent event. I want to thank all the participants again. And so we're moving forward with the rest of the events. My calendar is on my website, vstores.biz. And we have the, what's coming up? Spring Hill Day Car and Bike Show, and, of course, Scottsdale Day coming up Saturday.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, I can imagine that Scottsdale Day going to be off the chain, man. Real
yeah.
talk. Well, that's going to be something serious. Real talk, man. Hey, if y'all riding around and y'all
they
have to
already
be in the
advertising the after party at primetime, and it ain't till Saturday. Today is just Sunday.
Hey.
They already talking about it, so.
That's right. So, hey, that's what I'm saying, man. Good news travel fast. So, you know, they got to get in where they fit in, man. You know what it is, man. Yo, it's doing what it do outside, but we definitely holding it down on the inside, and we're going to keep it real, all the way real, doing what we do. Shout out to your girl, Miss Bronson, man. Yo, loving that joint, doing what she do. Real talk, man. We got some heavy hitters that's going to be coming through. All I'm saying is, man, y'all better not miss this week's episode. None of these, yo, this week. Very detrimental week for the artists. Very detrimental week for WTDTA Radio as a whole. Spellbound Media and Entertainment is getting ready to go on a whole nother level. We already on one level. We get ready to take this thing to the universe, man. All I'm saying is you better be ready. Get your content together. Lock in. Get with my girl, B-Dub. Get with my man, Mr. Watkins, out there. Lock in. Do what you got to do. Because real talk, if you don't, all I'm going to say is this right here, man. If you miss it, man, it won't be because we ain't trying to get you in. What I'm trying to let you know is real talk. You definitely got to definitely, you know, put your best foot forward, get the content to us so we can definitely bring it by the airways. Real talk, this is what I'm getting ready to do right now, man. I'm going to jump into the rotation right quick. We're going to definitely chop it up. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. Real talk, yo. H-Series, if you out there, yo, you know what I'm saying? Corey the Hitman, if you out there, real talk, press one on the dial. Let me know what's wild. Let me know what's up. You already know this. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Listen. In life, you do a lot of things that you learn from. So the same way you meet, it's going to be the same way you meet. And that's going to change up the flame.
Black for the coast is that a sale? Oh, I hope it is. See, I sell it, but why do they smoke this shit? I can care less, money is what my focus is. Shit, I'm trying to get the fade over with. I'm not looking for if I get caught, I'll serve a brick. Rent is coming through this high block, it's full of shit. Money's what I need, it's what sale is what I hope to get. I look at my clock as it approaches 6 months, you'll show up and fuck it. It's more than most can get. So I'm out back to the house to mold this brick. I got rock, tree, and all the potent sniff. I'm grinding the heat, and even when I'm close to this. When they want it, they know where to go and sit. And they also know that they gotta get this by six. If not, the cops will lurk and approach them quick. Cause it's the block, it's the block, it's the plot, maybe it's the plot, it's the plot, it's the plot, it's the plot, I think it's the plot, it's the plot, it's the plot, it's the plot, I know it's the plot, it's the plot, it's the plot, it's the plot. Locked down with no money stacked, but when I get out, I'll get all my money back. 5 minutes past six, and it was a wrap. Got caught on the block as I was moving crack. Shit, I fucked up, but I knew the officer, so I'm thinking in my head that I lucked up. I'm a dumb fuck. Wait, nah, a dumb fuck. I should've known that I couldn't choke that young fuck. I've been down for so long that I'm losing track. If it wasn't for that stupid rat, when I get out that Glock, I have shit. You know me, I'm using man. Say jeez, motherfucker, as I use this track. Stop his face from the ground till it's blue and black. I don't give a fuck, I'm doing that. Cause if I'm losing that, and I even know why I choose this man. It's the Glock, it's the Glock. It's the block, maybe it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, I think it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, I know it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block. 8 years, physical form has changed. I let the rest live, cause I changed my ways, I've read a lot. I learned a couple of things. I realized the struggle let the hustle bring. In this game, the block I love is what will win. I'm gone, so another is what the block will bring. Round two, the game starts up again. Jail time, that's what will come for him. He doesn't understand, cause he was just like I. His love for the block, he came and hustled the block. The money was good, the muscle was loose, the toes was split. But the time is wasn't as soon as he gets. And on the block, you gotta get close by sleep. That's why he's in the wagon, before the men. The nigga lost track of time, that's why he's in jail, losing his motherfucking mind. It's the block, it's the block, it's the block, maybe it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, I think it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, I know it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block.
And all I really want to know is,
hold on, baby. Yeah, you what's up with the economy? It's so hard for me to make ends meet. What's going on? Seems like being in the streets the only way to be successful to me. Are losing the jobs and the ones trying to make it gotta grind. Yes, I'm hard. I can't even lie, the price of gas is too high. All I wanna know is why isn't there a triple A on the market? Why are black females the number one target? Tell me why men on the low think they do is a secret. It ain't a secret. Why so much hate in the world? We need to stop it. You know the dropout rate, we can't drop it. So to the one that we know just what to do, Mr. President, this is my letter. Why must the mother have to hustle to take care of kids? Why must the thug even have to sell drugs? This shit is fucked up, and I know all this because I just saw the charge, but I didn't care. It seems like those in power really just don't care. So to the one that we know just what to do, this is my letter to you, to you, to you, to you, to you. Oh, this is my letter to you, to you, to you, to you, to you. Oh, this is my letter to you, to you, to you, to you. Oh, this is my letter to you, to you, to you, to you, to you. So many young girls turned out, walking around with their belly poked out. Can't find the father when the babies come out. Body boys trying to cop the latest, they should be trying to be the greatest. This here is real shit, I'ma say this. Never seen a death rate so high. Drugs to suicide and kids from high school. child, don't be no fool, Mr. President.
Hello. If you can hear me, I can't hear you. Give me a call back, please. I'm
Yeah. I adore all that it is about us. It's all that I need to know. I want to see myself without us because you inspire me. I know I'll follow you wherever you go, baby.
Show me everything. Okay. Right, listen.
I'm feeling all soft inside like huggy. You even hug me while I'm sleep. Can I better bring it back like you do? Once you kicking it like judo. Who sure ain't it? Can't explain it, but I play it more than usual. Yeah, I'm thinking of feeling it's mutual. And I see you every day. How many, I ain't stressed. How many can I say? I'll be sending you some text messages with the smileys at the end. So when you vibrate in this fight, I'm reminding you again. Play the song and close your eyes and you'll be finding me again. Hear me whisper songs in silence. Your body is my wit. When I touch you, I'm alive. I ain't lying, please believe that. It's your favorite song. Call me up and hear the rain back.
Yo, real talk. Yo, that was my man, Legion of Legend. The joint is called Put It On Repeat, man. Y'all know y'all feeling that joint. Y'all loving that joint. And I got a brand new song coming in from my man, Southpaw, the Moneymaker. Real talk. It is what it is. The joint is called Love Song. I want you to check this shit out. Real talk. It is what it is. The time is 10:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind on WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. To national artists that are changing the game. Yo, if you're having problems getting through, you need to definitely get online. Do what you do. Keep calling in, man. All I'm saying is, man, you definitely got to get in where you fit in. It's off the chain. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. WTBTA Radio is definitely bringing you the pain like no other. It is what it is. It might be storming on the outside, but we partying on the inside. Yo, brand new joint for my man, Southpaw the Moneymaker, called Love Song. Yo, I'm going to see if I can bring him on after the joint. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Fonte, you on the beat.
What up, man?
Hey, can I? I'm going to pass the box, man. It's real life right now. No, I'm talking about. Look.
Man, I ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jon. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. Man, I ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jon. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. Man, I ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jon. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. This is why I'm in a rush to get our love on. Now I ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jon. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. I know you like the real, I know you like how, I know you like now, I know you like why. But I am so for real, it is what it is. I wanna share some bills, I wanna share freedom, yeah, share freedom. Not just come to chill, you live where I live. Let's get it done, and do it right. come to me, your family is great with your life. Don't mean to rush the food, but I ain't got no kind of place. This check fat folks dying every day. So I feel life, why should we wish the mother? I'm on the woman, my boys need a mother. And you a damn good, ain't good looking.
WTDTA Radio. Real talk, it is what it is. All I'm saying is, man, get in where you fit in. Yo, like I say, man, yo, this dude doing everything, man. I'm just saying, man, real talk, he comes to you for all kind of bags. I just let you know the verse artists are definitely in the building. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk, you already know what it is, but I'm going to go to request line. I'm going to go to the line. I'm going to see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. Real talk, we got the fans calling in from all over. Real talk, Cali, we see you checking in. Arizona, I see you checking in. Real talk, yo, keep dialing the line. If you can't get through, then go to the website, log in, listen in, do what you got to do. Send me a chat. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what's good. Let me know you're feeling this on where they do to that radio. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can bring my man, Southpaw, the moneymaker, on the line one more time to see what's up, to see what's happening, man. Yo, last 4 digits of your number is 2540. If you're definitely in the building, we're feeling you, homie. Who, what's up? What's happening? Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio? Yo.
What's good, homeboy?
Hey, I'm holding it down, man. Yo, they got me running around like a chicken with my head cut off, man. They got the switchboard on lockdown. But you know what? That's a good thing. I ain't worrying about it. You know, we ride, man. The fans are wanting it. They loving it. That's what's up. That's what's happening, man. But, yo, what's good with you and that love song, man? I'm feeling that, man.
Yeah, yeah, just cool, man. You know, sometimes they got to step outside that box, man. Get my grown man on, you feel me? I mean, it's just a revolution to me, man. That's about it. You got to evolve, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got to evolve. You got to let the folks know what's up, what's happening, what's good, man. So, man, while we got the fans locked in on your every word, man, let them know where they can definitely get more of them exclusive joints from you, man.
ReverbNation.com/SouthPawTheMoneyMaker. If you don't know how to spell it, man, check me out on the Facebook, man. I keep that thing jumping. But, yeah, my Reverb page, man, it's jumping and jumping out the gym. So that's where you go get all the good stuff. And if everything goes planned, man, I got a show next month in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I'll be in Naptown, man, like the middle of September. So if you close to Nap, man, shit, fuck with the boy, man. Come out, support. I'll be doing two shows, I think. One on that Friday, one on that Saturday. It's like September 17th. I got to call, make sure everything's finalized. I'll let you know about that in a couple of days, though. But, I mean, just grinding, man, trying to get it, man, running it up. That's about it. Same old shit.
Different day, same old shit, different day. It's all about the grind, man, real talk. But, yo, you're definitely a good look. All I'm saying is the fans are definitely digging it. They definitely loving it. Real talk, man, like I told y'all before, man. You know, these artists know where they do to that radio. And we got more to come now. We got some artists that's getting ready to come through this thing. You know what I'm saying? You loving my man, South Part of Moneymaker, H's. All of the artists have definitely been riding with us since the very beginning. Yo, we got some new blood coming through this thing. Real talk, it's getting ready to be what I've been telling you from day one. It's getting ready to change. It's getting ready to go to a whole nother level. So all I'm saying is, man, y'all better get in where you fit in, man, because I don't see these folks letting, you know, they locking down the switchboard for a reason. You know, they calling in trying to hear the hottest shit for a reason. They up on WTDTA radio for a reason. It ain't got nothing to do with J-Dawg, B-Double, B-Weenie. It's about the fans, and it's about the artists definitely giving it 110% doing what they do. So as long as you guys keep doing what you do, WTDTA radio ain't going nowhere. Real talk, man. Yo, South Park, appreciate you coming through, sharing the love, letting everybody know what's up. What's happening,
man?
Yo,
I got this other mixtape. I thought for this new face of the style. This is where that's done. I just got to, you know, mix it down. Hurting feelings, but I got this other project, the In Crowd, man. It's going to be crucial, bro. Shouts out to my nigga Young Caution, Ohio, stand up, man. My nigga Mr. Sir, Columbus, Georgia. My nigga OTP Jr., Charlotte, North Carolina. Like, hey, it's going to go down. You hear me, man? Like, all of us getting together, man, it's going to be a super-duper project. I got some shit up my sleeve, man. So, I mean, there's a will, there's a way, you hear me?
That's right. When there's a will, there's a way. And like I said, we definitely making sure that the way is definitely out there, definitely giving it to the fans. 22 million definitely locking in. Yo, and we looking for them numbers to continue to grow as the content continues to grow and as you guys keep giving them what they need. Real talk, it is what it is. Like I told y'all in the beginning, man, these artists came to change the game. Real talk. If you're hearing this live, you're understanding and knowing that on WTDTA Radio, it's all about the urban experience. And the urban experience ain't a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing, man. Real talk. But this movie, if this music is speaking to you, it is what it is. So, yo, Southpaw, man, yo, you already know what you got to do, man. Real talk. We're going to definitely keep it going. Definitely holding it down. Real talk. Got another special guest going to be coming on in a shortly. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my prophet call him in because I got some of the people knocking on my door, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely get them in and let them chop it up. But real talk, it is what it is. WTDTA Radio, definitely in effect. You just heard from my man Southpaw, the Money Maker, a new project on the mix. It's going to be out there in September in Indianapolis. Y'all better get ready. Real talk, it is what it is. This is the urban experience like never before, but we're definitely taking you on the ride, on the wild side. Man, you better definitely get in when you fit in. Lock it down. Do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. Real talk, I'm going to drop a couple more joints on you, give everybody a chance to get their mind right, keep their rhymes tight. You already know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Every time, man. Always on time. She calls me, and she just pops up like, you tell me? Automatic. I'm surprised, never wanting you more than before. That's no lie. Come inside. Yeah. I wanna pick you up and lay you down and wax the ass beat. Then get up and I'ma turn around. I really wanna take you now.
Don't try to ask no questions, you already know. Don't turn off your phone, girl, I'm about to take you away. Take you away. I'ma make you feel like you never
Hey, bless up, man.
Thank you.
Yo, real talk. What I'm talking about.
Real talk, you know what it is. Like I've been telling you, man, from the very beginning, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's holding it down, doing what you do. Like my girl Beanie Weenie, she said it the best, man. We got to pay attention to all the stuff that's popping off around us. Yo, the artists are definitely bringing the message through the music, letting everybody know, man, real talk, what's up, what's happening, and what's going on. Now, you know what I'm saying? I have my man Maestro on early part of the week. Got him on the line right now. We're going to see what's up. We're going to definitely see what's happening. Real talk, man. The thought for the day is understanding and knowing what's up and what's happening, where you're going, what's up and what's happening. Yo, man, my man from the 504, are you definitely out there, man? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, bless that, man. What's the word, J-Lab? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, homie. Loud and clear, homie. What's up? What's good?
Man, just still traveling, but I wanted to make sure that I tuned in. I'm honored to have an opportunity to speak with all the listeners concerning issues that's going on in our community. So I want to give a shout out to Let It Be That App, to you, J-Bag, the host of the show, and all the listeners who tune in on a nightly basis, man. That's what's up.
Definitely, that's what's up. That's definitely the movement. That's definitely the groove, man. But definitely before I let you definitely chop it up with the fans and let them know what's up, what's happening, man, I'm going to play a small clip from the artist that you just heard, which is my man Corey Fruit. You know what I'm saying? We all part of the campaign, which is called Today is the Day. It's about awareness. It's about everybody knowing what's up, what's happening. I'm going to play this short part of the clip, and I'm going to come back and let you definitely elaborate on it and really get our listeners locked in, educated on the whole breakdown of where we need to be as a whole and as a culture, man. So just check this out right here. Check this out.
Everything is messed up. You know what I mean? Like to the chicken, everything. So I didn't make it. You know what I mean? I'm just I'm in it, but you know, I'm gonna tell you like it is.
That's right. It's real. It's real, and everybody's got a real.
It's real in the field, man. It's real in the field.
It's real out there, and a lot of people need to realize and know that, you know, with the realness that comes with all this, comes a level of responsibility. And the level of responsibility is left up to each and every person to ensure that you can survive. One of the biggest things I found out in this recent campaign is that there are forces in this, just like there's in every war, there's two opposing sides. There's a side that's trying to draw towards a level of righteousness, and there's a side that is bent on continuing to carry on tyranny. The good and the evil, the yin and the yang. And each side feels justified in what they do and how they politic and how they bring about this level of quote-unquote bureaucracy or democracy or whatever you want to put behind it. It's hypocrisy to me to expect that you can just sit back and watch all of this like you watch your favorite movie and so forth, and then when it's over, you hit the reset button or rewind, and it's not that way. Life doesn't work that way in the capacity of what I'm trying to say. Right now, you're in a position where if you don't make a choice has already been made for you. And the choice that has been made for you is not a choice that you would not want to have to go through. And what's not being told is that you have an alternative. You have an alternative. There's something you can turn to. There are people that you can turn to, an organization that you can turn to that are here to help. To hear to lend a hand, to hear to get you out of this situation wholeheartedly, completely. One in particular, we're going to touch on just dual citizenship for just example. A lot of folks don't realize back in 2003, 2002, we even go back actually in 1987, but it was actually recreated in 2003, 2002. When they broke away from the Republic, they formed a new constitution which allowed every African American there. Here in the United States and all across the globe that is actually born a U.S. citizen to be part of their democracy, or I ain't gonna say democracy, but there's no democracy there, part of their community in terms of the Constitution, which means legally, if you declared that you wanted to go back to the motherland, you can. And if you're willing to come and teach and help build what's there in that community, the monies that they are now holding, they will pay you to educate their up-and-coming soldiers.
Yo, I'm just going to stop right there, man. Real talk, it is what it is, man. All the way they do to that radio is all about the urban experience, and it's all about everybody definitely getting in where they fit in, checking in. Yo, my brother, you still there, man? Okay. Since I got you locked in, man, you know, since he's playing a short clip from my recent camp, I just want you to just give us some thoughts, you know what I'm saying, a level of awareness of where everybody really needs to be with this whole movement, and in terms of just exactly who we are, what we're supposed to be doing to really instill the morals and values back into our culture and in our community.
What's back in the community? I didn't hear the last part of that.
To actually bring back a certain level of awareness in our culture and our community. What is the, you know, a lot of the mindsets of a lot of different things that we really need to wrap our mind around to really make this campaign the success that we all know it can actually be?
In my opinion, you know, as the brother said, that we are in a war. And understanding that we are in a war, we have to be educated on all levels, as many levels as possible. That's the beauty about community. So where we need to be in the community is in a stance and in a state of a mindset of unity, because the circumstances that have brought my curiosity to the study, you know, these things that I'm interested in spiritually, musically, culturally, from our foods to how we dance and whatnot, may not be what interests you. But when we have that cultural exchange, when we look at it from an open mind standpoint, then I'm able to learn from you and to gain that part of myself that I need, that form of education that I need that I was not inclined to study on my own. So that's very important. Why am I saying that? Because we have been divided with religion. We have been divided with the light skin and the dark skin, which goes back to Willie Lynch. See, once you understand or overstand how your enemy is attacking you, at halftime you can go in and make adjustments before the game is over, come back out in the third quarter, and begin defending some of those wide open passes that were going down the post, or some of those running plays that were going up the gap, and make adjustments on how you're pitching to their best top four batters. So when we analyze a guess the winning next year, you'll see where he said, "I'm going to show you how to make a nigger and how to make him more loyal to you than he is to his own race."
Okay.
You see, when we look at segregation, you know, so we can't be all things for all people. You know, you want to help your neighbor, but can you really help your neighbor when you don't have? Well, in ways you can, but for the most part you can't, because it's like, hey, my household is in need. We have to have that same thought process when it comes to who we do commerce with and how we do commerce. Mm-hmm. You know, which is education and a level of understanding all in and of itself. Because when we look at the different people who have come here from other places, see that there's a level of segregation. Even when you go to the Home Depot, you see the bras on one side and the Mexicans on the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is how they forge down in Miami. I was told that when you come through the airports now, it's all Spanish, man. Why? Because the Cubans have forged a political power, and they're exercising that power down in Miami. We have to forge these same relationships with ourselves.
Okay.
We have people who holistic healers within our community. We must support them. We have people who have products and services that they are qualified and have an expertise in. We must support them. This is where we have to be at in this state of mind. We have to behold. I told you, whenever there was a behold, pay attention, write it down, jot it down. There was a place in Oklahoma called Black Wall Street.
That's right.
We must use blueprints that work for us. What happened in Black Wall Street? Well, they wouldn't allow us to do business with them, Caucasians or Albanians.
Right.
How do you see it? But you have people who migrated to Oklahoma from the East Coast and down south who participated in economic boom, where became so jealous, took Black Wall Street and Google and learned what that is. You can see better through a historical example of our ancestors and how to act in commerce, because we couldn't spend our dollars with any other community other than ourselves. We flourished. Our schools, our churches, which was the center of really all activity during that day and time. So this is what we have to move back towards in educating our children. You know, we have qualified carpenters and people who act in accordance with quality craftsmanship and quality customer service.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be a steel under that scale that really Lynch put out, but now it's affected everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So now when we look at being educated as consumers.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you that just to add to that, I just got an email and actually a direct link to one of the postings for Black Wall Street. And I'm just going to just read this right quick. It's from the co-author Ron Wallace. And pretty much it says here, you know, I'm just going to read out the direct quote. It says, "A Lost Dream Chronicles, a little-known chapter of African-American history in Oklahoma, is told by Ronald E. Childs. If anyone truly believes that that last April's attack on the federal building in Oklahoma City or Oklahoma was the most tragic bombing ever to take place on United States soil, as the media has widely reported, they are wrong, plain and simple. That's because an even dire bombing occurred in that same state nearly 75 years ago. Many people in high places would like to forget that it ever happened. Searching under the heading of riots, Oklahoma and Tulsa, in current editions of the World Book Encyclopedia, there is conspicuously no mention whatsoever of the Tulsa race riots of 1921. And this omission is by no means a surprise or a rare case. The fact is, one would also be hard-pressed to find the documentation of the incident, let alone an accurate accounting of it, in any other scholarly reference, American history book." And I'm just going to stop right there. That just to kind of prove a point. There's a lot of stuff about our history that we are totally unaware of. But these tentacles are starting to come back up into a lot of the things that we do. The campaign of today is the day is a reunification of where we once were. In order, we got to get back to where we once were in order for us to truly stand together and these end times, so to speak. In order for us to really, provide a way where we can all survive, we got to understand what we're supposed to be doing right now. Now, that's everything through media, through our talents, through our services, through business, commerce, everything that we do. We got to come back to that level of awareness of exactly what's up and what's happening. Black Wall Street is something that they want us to not even remember or even know about. But when you do your history and you take a look and kind of understand and know really what it was all about, you really get the gist of why they're trying so hard to do, a spin game, so to speak, of everything that's there. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely feeling you on definitely what you're saying, man. And this just got dropped to me just shortly, so I just had to just drop that in right quick while you was definitely explaining to the listeners of really what the business is.
Yeah. So we give thanks for that email, and the email. But because that's what it takes. So we have expertise in every level of society. And we have to seek out the most qualified and do just what people call the Black Pharaoh, Dr. Carter G. Wilson. But what did he do? He stayed and he educated his own. When the DuPont family of DuPont and all of these different large corporations wanted his mind, they became our best minds for these corporations, and we need to be building the corporations for ourselves. We have the ability and the mindset to control and rule our own destiny, and we're not doing it. And a part of it is a lack of knowledge. We feel that we can't do business with one another. But you know you can't do business with family. So it's funny. Look at the blueprint when you walk into the Chinese restaurant. Many of them are family, but many of them are not. So this is a blueprint that we use, the Korean. We use their blueprint. We use all of the successful blueprints that are working along, equally important, our own blueprint, such as Black Wall Street, that showed us this. When you look at the Nation of Islam, don't look at the Nation of Islam from a philosophical or pseudo-religious as a religious outfit. Look at it from the standpoint of a spiritual man who's named Elijah Poole from Sandersville, Georgia, right down the street. There are 5 billion soaked in Georgia, where you get them sweet 5 billion onions from. And you find a man with a third-grade education who was the most successful businessman of his time from our community. People forget this. This is a man with a third-grade education who was divinely inspired and taught us how to grow food and farmlands, which was in Dawson, Georgia, right in Sugar County, right outside of Albany. This is your history here in Atlanta.
That's right.
Bakes, bakeries, airplanes, launches. He set up schools. He set up restaurants. He showed that he started the Rome newspaper at the behest of El Hajj Malik Shabazz, next as you know him, commonly by. These are blueprints. We cannot allow religion to get in the way of us creating and forging a future for our children, my children and your children. We have to be educated about the products. This is one thing that I wanted to speak to is because about 2 months ago, we were speaking about, and it was just the topic of discussion there, cigarettes and tobacco. Well, we have to look at all the products that are contaminating our temples.
That's right.
Is it scientifically described as? How? Why? Because it's running us into bad health. And health is the number one route to prosperity is wealth. Health is wealth. And so how do we? It's not enough just to look at the cigarettes and beer and the wine. But I threw in a couple of scriptures from Luke. Luke seven. And verse 30, here's the one Hamashir Nibali Yashir, referred to as Lucifer in Arabic or as Jesus from our Christian perspective, which he says, John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he have a devil. But the Son of Man, referring to himself, come eating and drinking. Drinking what? Drinking wine, just by Noah. This is in the book. I didn't create it, didn't write it. I'm just showing it's in the book. Why? Because we get caught up. Too much of anything is your nemesis. But I threw that out there just to let you know, for those people, unless it's in excess, don't look at the wine as being something that is a derogative thing. That's why we put it out there. It allows you to climb into a higher realm. That's why it's called spirits. And can be utilized to channel energy, to go into states of trance, to receive information from the whole universe. So as we look at that, we transcend into what? Our modern day products that are on the shelves. For those who don't smoke, for those who don't drink, what are you rubbing under your arms in the form of deodorant? This is what we're talking about. Where do we need to be in the community at this damn time? We need to be educated consumers. It's on all levels. So when I stopped using deodorant in 1998 because I said to my children's mother, I said, I'm not going to rub any more of this stuff up underneath my arm. I find out what these big words are that I can barely pronounce.
Okay.
With the new season, they had to get one of the $5 pizzas and got one of the little cheesy, the garlic sauce. Protein glycol. What does protein glycol do? And number one, it's used in radiator fluid. That was the only good word that I looked at. Protein glycol, it also is a carcinogen. It causes cancer.
Okay.
So I looked at that. I said, I'm actually rubbing this under my arm, and soon I'll be teaching this to my children to rub underneath their arms. So what do you do, Manifest? I use baking soda.
Okay.
Just like I brush my teeth with baking soda, and my teeth are beautiful and white.
Okay.
Even though I smoke cigarettes. So the thing, and for the listeners, I'm working on that. I got one of the experts got on to me again tonight, so I know that I really need to move from that. But I'm saying this to say that protein glycol is used as an antiperspirant. And when you rub it underneath your arm, remember, your body is not a body. It's a temple. Inside that temple is God, because it says the kingdom of heaven is within man. So if the kingdom of heaven is within man, then God is on his throne or on her throne inside of you, which is transcends gender when you get to pure existence. So that pure existence is inside of us. We are a microcosm of the macrocosm, as we were speaking, when we utilize that word matrix. When you look at the movie Matrix, you're talking about the womb. Neo was actually going down through a fallopian tube and being born after he spoke with Morpheus. And he comes up out of the water, renewed or reborn. And then here are all of the incubators here, and the machines or the beast is sucking the life out of the baby before they can even get out of the incubator. This is all symbolism of what is actually happening. So as we continue to be uneducated consumers, then we will continue to put these carcinogens within our temples. So what does it do? Look at Tyra Banks' face, beautiful sister. But she's a supermodel, and she was miseducated. Tofu has a lot of holes in it. But what caused the holes? She used makeup. The sister said, well, I can wear this makeup all day, girl, and it don't run, it don't smear. But guess what? It's keeping your face trapped with full of oil and pores and produces blackheads. It produces blotchy skin. And the same is underneath your arm. Remember, your underarm is designed as a major cooling and impurity release for the body. You don't just have a number one and a number two, and that would be, no, you sweat. So if I'm shutting down my temple's ability to sweat and cool itself, number one, I'm overheating. That's the same as drinking too much alcohol, because the alcohol heats the body up and heats the internal organs up. But you're doing the same thing to a product and have no knowledge of it. So this is where we have to be. We have to learn who are the holistic healers within our community. Well, let me give you a few. Behold, you write this down, put this in Google. You have Dr. Lila Imhotep Africa, who gave us a book, African Holistic Health. You also have Dr. Sadie and Sister Maya. It's spelled A's. Dr. Sadie is spelled S-E-B-I. Dr. Sadie. Dr. Alfred Brown is his other name. To put in Sadie in your search engine, he is the only man on the planet who can go out and put in the print ad that he has the cure for AIDS. This is the type of information that we need, because this is true prosperity, not what is being preached throughout the pulpit. true prosperity is seeking the kingdom of heaven, which is why we talked about King Solomon. He didn't ask for to be the wealthiest man on earth or the wisest man on earth, but he prayed for knowledge and wisdom, and those things was given to him. So we're seeking the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be given unto you. This is the time frame that we're at. You said we're at the end of times. We're at the end of someone's time. As we were told in the first resurrection on the nation of Islam through the guidance of the Most Honorable Elijah, we were taught that this Caucasian world or system of things is dying, and we're at the end of that boat. We're at the beginning of a new day. And that's what we need to focus in on, the new day. The new day, we have an opportunity through the Internet to capitalize on the global economy.
That's right.
And for commerce and futuristic businesses to garner wealth, not get rich, but garner wealth, which is generational money, long money, like the Carnegie money, the Rothschilds money, that's long money.
Right.
And what this true money is, it starts with our health. But, so when we look at the pounds that we're using, we're talking about tobacco and wine products. Also, I wanted to give you the NorthScaleInstitute.org, which is headed by one of our great holistic healers, Dr. Kweku Anthony Ando. Dr. Ando, Ando is spelled A-N-D-O-H. Make sure you get his videos. You can get a Sister Maya's products, Dr. Sabi, which their website, her website now is the.
That's right.
And you can get their products from Seven Manda, right there off Euclid and Morton, off Morton, near Euclid Avenue in North Falcons. This is very important because that man, that's where the sister Nisa Nessa Lopez was, where she transcended and became a supernova, which was her next release of her album, and it's named Supernova. But she was in the bush, not in Honduras. And she studied. He also helped to heal this sister who played Florence and Myla Gibbs, who played Florence on the Jeffersons, Danny Glover, Eddie Murphy. He also attempted and did it. He worked with Governor Michael Jackson for his pill addictions. He worked with Teddy Pendergrass, and people do not know that from the herbs, Teddy Pendergrass, who was a quadriplegic after his accident, was a quadriplegic after working with Dr. Sabi's Novino. You can get the Novino from you have to call Sister Mind. Her number's on the website. And she went to the phone. She's right here in Atlanta. But he was able to not only move his extremities, his feet and his toes and hands after being a quadriplegic, but he was also able to have erections. This is very important, powerful knowledge that we have to go back to, which is why they don't want you to invest in that. But behold, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is wanting to set the people who are preparing your foods, clone foods, are already out on the market. We're ingesting this. So we have to go back to farming. They told us that the farmer was country. But no society can grow, no nation can grow without having a bread basket.
That's right.
So we have this generation of agriculturalists that have to learn to redevelop that's underneath the land, which is true wealth, true money, mineral wealth. Malcolm X told us that, all revolutions were fought over land.
That's right.
The missions were fought over land. And he was fighting.
He was man. He was so right in that. I mean, just to add to what you're saying, now this is a fact that I just found very interesting. And I'm just, again, I'm going through this email while you're definitely reading it. And this is for all the music lovers that's out there. Something very renowned. I'm just going to read it verbatim what it says here. It says, the mainstream of the community was to educate every child. Nepotism was the one word they believed in. And that is what we need to get back to. You know, back, you know, it was real popular in 1995. The main thoroughfare, which is Greenwood Avenue, it was intersected by Archer and Pine Street. From the first letters in each of those names, you get Gap. And that's where the renowned R&B music group got their name, the Gap Band, from. You know, just kind of, I'm just going to stop right there because it gives you a whole history about pretty much a lot of the things that, you know, that links to Black Wall Street, a lot of the things that we as a community kind of really got away from that we really need to get back to. There are a lot of things, you're right, that we definitely need to be aware of, you know, and you're right. You know, I've heard this in a lot of Malcolm's speeches. I've heard it in a lot of other civil activist leaders' teachings as well. The majority of the revolutions that were fought over land. You know, because the land contains the resources and minerals that's necessary in order for, you know, survival. You know, there's no reason why, you know, even in today's society, we are still warring and fighting over land, resources. Yeah. It's a coincidence. This is very, very huge, and we have to realize and understand exactly what all this means and how this, in, you know, ties into all of us.
That's why we cannot allow religion to be a barrier. This is why I stated on our last conversation that the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. got his concept of nonviolence from a man who never read a Bible, named Mahatma Gandhi.
Right.
And Hare Krishna, the spirit of Krishna, who is the Christ, the blue black Christ, that spirit was underneath the civil rights movement.
That's right.
However, know that he had religious power. He went up to Chicago and he spoke with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Okay.
I got that at the Million Man March. I never knew that until I went to the Million Man March and saw that picture and bought an apartment up there. So, and even saying, you know, this was, you know, just in that alone, I'd tell that beyond any of our differences, you know, it's just like that boy who from Young Money got that song I just heard on the radio. I think what's his name?
Which one you talking about? You talking about Drake or is you talking about Lil Wayne? Which one you talking about?
Drake. He says that. Really, I keep my circle small. I'm paraphrasing, but you, when you hear the song, you'll know what I'm saying. But it's real power in what he's saying. He's saying, I keep my circle small. I don't run with other crews. We from the same hood, but we wear different shoes. We're in the same building, but we got different views. That allows your different views to cause you without touch to investigate.
That's right.
Because when you do that, you know, so many times, where do we need to be as a community? Once again, we need to be in the stance of unity on all levels.
Right.
Because when we don't do that, we have this concept of that prejudice is black and white, and it's not. When you make a decision to eat food at this restaurant or that restaurant or not that restaurant, but these restaurants, that's a prejudicial decision that you make. But at the same time, I often ask people, can you accept the truth from a woman?
Okay.
Can you accept the truth from a woman with no shoes on her feet and you smell her feet before you smell her breath? That came from a real life experience, but it was a man dressed as a woman.
Exactly.
So to come out of this meeting that we were having at one of the bookstores, here comes this man dressed as a woman with something with a gown and something that made him appear to have breasts protruding. We all have breasts that protruding,
and no shoes on, with lipstick all around his lips. And then when he came, he said, "Is it all right if I come in?" It was right at the end. Spirit brought him in. And you're going to find something in just a minute. He came in and he said, "I just wanted all of y'all to know." And everybody went hush. And we want to hear what this man got to say. He said, "I want to remind you of quantum deviation. Behold, quantum physics. Quantum deviation, quantum physics." You're talking about the manipulation of atoms, or atoms being able to move according to your mind. You being able to do things from your mind. Some of these things that we do from our mind come through generations. It takes generations of prayer to or meditation. This is a science to move or make that change, make that effect. But now you also have quantum computers. When we walk that way, which is binary runs is the language of computers that we use today, from your Macs to your PCs to your desktops to your mainframes. So you have zeros and ones at binary code. Well, in quantum physics, you have atoms, negative charge and positive charge. That is the language when you deal with quantum physics, you're dealing with time travel.
Okay.
And not that your past, your present, and your future is right now.
Okay.
Energy that is spoken tonight is going to travel throughout the universe and be heard 10,000 years from now.
Okay.
It exists. You saw this in Planet of the Apes. In the first Planet of the Apes, when the Caucasian comes and says, "Well, the monkey, he's a small monkey, and he jumps in his plane and he flies away. He goes to chase him, and then he hits a magnetic energy. He said, you can't leave a man's business to monkeys. These monkeys represented us, in my own opinion.
Okay,
you know." But the key is as he goes through this magnetic field, here he hears speeches by Hitler, JFK, Dr. King, and others.
Exactly. I'm gonna tell you, you just hit the nail right on the head, because I remember when I first seen the very first Planet of the Apes, not compared to the one they got out now, but the very first one. I remember, you know, because they actually did like three different movies from that. And I remember, you know, I don't know if I went to the movies to see it or I actually saw it on national television, but I remember watching it, and I remember that scene that you're talking about very vividly. And it kind of makes you think back, you know, the director and author who actually wrote the actual book, and it became a screenplay and then a movie. When you get back to the dialogue and you get back to the actual scene of what they're showing you, it's a subliminal message of, just like what you're saying, it's a subliminal message of, you know, you can really place it in a capacity where a person of that we're going to say persuasion, basically left in search of something, and he got pulled into this. You know, he was basically got lost. He ended up got pulled into this, and then he came to this planet where this civilization was already existed. And he, coming from a place where he was the majority, he became the minority. And it was kind of a not a play on words, so to speak, but it really was a play on your psyche that really drawed you into a lot of the demeaning aspects that we actually use against us from a different retro, you know, perception. And now, when you tap into that now, it's a lot of things that we just totally sway away from or turn off to or not aware of. And you made a very – I remember when he was traveling through that field, you heard speeches from Hitler, you heard Martin Luther King, you heard some Malcolm, you heard everything as he was being pulled into this. It kind of was part of the – you know, to give the movie a certain level of clout, but it was also meant to really portray a certain level of just what you're talking about. And again, I employ a lot of the listeners, you know, don't take my word for it, don't take Manifest's word for it. You need to definitely do your research on a lot of the stuff that we're discussing. Like I said, this email that I just received while I was on the broadcast is, I haven't, you know, this is the first time I actually seen this from this perspective, and I appreciate the young lady who actually sent this in. Pretty much you want to do your research, because in this, just in this one episode of this email alone, you kind of understand why it's so detrimental that they keep us jumping from one foot to another. Because if we really understood where our forefathers left off with and what it is we're supposed to be doing right now, you know, a lot of things would change very quickly if they really understood that they play a role in this. You know, the whole history of Black Wall Street is something that they really would like to sweep under the rug. That's why it's no longer out in a lot of publications. It's hard for you to find a lot of documentation on that. It's hard for you to go into, you know, a lot of the books that we used to have and actually find it, because they've either been removed, they've either been, you know, recycled, regenerated into something other than what the truth really was. And so, you know, just like this email is saying, this is a part of history that they really want us to forget. And as long as we continue to sway further and further and further away from that, we have forgotten where the forefathers have basically placed us. The key point of this right here, the thing that struck me the most, not only what I just read about the Gap Band, but, I mean, this excerpt after excerpt of a lot of things that we were doing during that time in 1921 and the reason why a lot of these things came in opposition. And there's no coincidence. It was only until, you know, we started to put our resources together and found a way where we can actually, you know, commerce with each other, do a lot of the things that we needed to do and support our own culture, that we became the true, quote-unquote, threat that, you know, they deemed us as, and spun all this stuff out of control from that point to now. And it's ironic that a lot of folks that are in certain positions now have no idea that this even existed. Or if it does, they don't talk about it in an open juncture where more of our youth can be informed of it. I feel that if they can teach us about, you know, American history, the American Revolution, then they can definitely talk about our Black culture. They can talk about Black Wall Street. They can talk about the things that was being done from our forefathers' standpoint and what needs to be done now. You're touching on all of these points that are so, so very, very important.
Hold on, let me interrupt you here. The whole point of what we're talking about and where we need to be in the community is they ain't done it in 400 years, there, bro. They ain't going to do it. That's our job. So we have to take hands in our own destiny, in our own hands, because when you look at all of the inventions, and I mean all of them, we can go back to the cotton gin. Here's a cotton gin, a cotton picking apparatus, a cotton picking apparatus.
That's something there, okay.
You know that, because you know, yeah, oh, you watch a cotton picking line, but you know, here's a cotton gin, a mechanical apparatus that's designed by a so-called slave who has no ability to read or write, but has the ability to envision and say, hey, we can do this like this. And
that's right.
The whole industry that boomed, it was good, but it really started booming when mechanical engineering or science was instituted into agriculture. So when we look at it from the standpoint, the air condition, there was a thing that I had called 1001 Black Inventions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've read that before. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a real good book.
Set out, because when you share this with your children, which is what I was again what I'm alluding to now, when we look at what our ancestors did, they established schools. So once in Black Wall Street, that is a blueprint. We had our own schools. If you went to any historically Black college, I did not go to them all. I only went to two of them, but give it the same story over and over again. Who are these bishops? Who are these bishops who
these schools. Most of the men who started the schools and the women who started the schools were spiritual people. They had the cloud of gold, you know. And we can go on and on and on and on and on. But what is the key point? We are allowing other people to shape the minds of our young children, and we have to stop it. We have to. It has to be stopped. They are not going to teach you how great you are so that you can be great again and put them underneath your feet. They're not going to do that because they know on the planet they are outnumbered by brown, red, yellow, and jet blue, black people 10 to 1.
That's right.
So we have to do for them to do for us what we have to do for self.
Right.
So we have the decision to say, you know what, we need to set up some charter schools, not so that we can get money, but so that we can educate our own children. In the Jewish community, they have their own schools. So they force them. They're not teaching them. They took God out of the schools, and they took Christ out of Christians. Well, put it back if that's what you want. Put it back through your own school system.
Right. Create your own and bring it back, because anything that they have taken away from us, we have an ability to definitely restore. Yo, manifest, man. This is what I want you to do, man. You know what? It's official, man. I definitely want you to definitely be a permanent guest on the show from time to time during the week, because, I'm getting a lot more emails. I'm getting a lot of different things that definitely, man, this is what it's about. It's about educating the youth and letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. Between the great music that we're actually rotating, the definite knowledge that you're definitely dropping on all of us, man, this is definitely what's up and what's happening, man. You know, so many times we look for an abilities and ways to definitely, you know, not say reinvent ourselves, but perfect ourselves and really decide on exactly what needs to be done. And a matter of fact, strong personnel is here at Where They Do That Radio, Miss Beanie Weenie. She made a comment during the beginning of the month before we started the Today's campaign. And she made this very, very valid point. That, you know, because the school systems are failing, it's up to us to definitely take stock and heed to really the direction of where the educational level is going with our children. We need to take more pride in our culture and do more, you know, to if things are lacking, we got to basically pick up the ball and pick up the slack, or at least find an ability to come all together and create something. Because if we leave it up to them, they're going to totally lead us off of a cliff somewhere. And it's like, it's to a point, you know, these things are very, very, very advantageous. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do while I have you on. I want you to just hold the line because we're running short on time. But I do got a couple more people that I want to bring on with you. I want you to just hold the line right quick because this is very, very important. And I just want our fans to really understand that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we actually do, we discuss, you know, we're talking about it from personal experience, and we're also talking about it from a direct experience. And as a matter of fact, if I can, I'm going to try to see if I can bring B-Dub on right quick, because I do know that she definitely is a firm believer in really being assertive when it comes to the level of education, when it comes to our children and so forth. So I want you to just hold the line for just a second. Hold on. You know, B-Dub, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, J-Dog.
All right, man. Oh man, this is off the chain. This is off the chain. I ain't trying to put you on the spot, B-Dub, but when my man Manifest brought this up, I just had to definitely bring you on from just a parent scenario who is actually educating her own children. Just tell us just how much of an impact that has had versus just allowing the system to do it from your perspective.
Well, from my own personal experience, and I appreciate being able to share it, it totally changed the direction that my sons are going to go in now that I took and had the opportunity, the blessed opportunity, to be able to homeschool them once the system failed. Because what parents have to realize is just that, a system. It's not a substitute for what you can instill in your children. It's just a system that's available so you can be in another system that feeds another system and so forth, you know. So, I mean, he said it all, really. But, yeah, so I co-sign what he said, most definitely. And it's refreshing to hear it coming from a brother that he don't know me. He don't know the situation. He just knows what's the real. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. It don't matter what your face look like, your color, or anything. It's just to know that there is a system, and when it breaks down, it's up to us to kick in, you know, and do what we have to do for our own and share the advocacy amongst other parents, that because my situation is not an isolated situation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of other parents and a lot of other people, and they're not just black people, white people.
That's right.
Autism, what is it, 8 in 10 boys now?
That's right.
That's huge.
That's huge. That's right. That's right.
And it's getting to be in ADHD, ADD, nothing new. Now even adults have ADD, ADHD, and then they become bipolar adults from the ADHD medicine from being a child.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's very powerful. And
I know,
you know,
these people. I know people that I went to school with that were, you know, in the little ADHD classes, and they are bipolar adults in mental health now as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I know
exactly.
I know people like that for a fact. So
exactly. The message that's bringing home loud and clear is that there's so much we can definitely do. And with these tools that have been given to us, we are to use them in that magnitude. We are to definitely bring back this level of awareness to a point where our entire culture, even though it's not a black or white thing, it's a cultural thing. We have to, you know, when it comes to our culture, we have to take a
stand. It's an American thing. This is an American situation.
That's right.
Point blank, period.
That's right.
I don't care if you're from Wyoming or Florida.
That's right.
It's an American thing.
You have to get involved. And the key points to it is this awareness, this level of awareness has to be raised. It has to be done. It is so key and so, so very important. And I'm going to tell you, man, look, we here at WTDTA Radio are going to continue to support, you know, a lot of the, you know, we got a large array of universities that are actually linked in on our site. And we're going to actually be making some additional changes and some additional addendums and variants to a lot of this stuff, because this is just the beginning. You know, we're going to basically unify a lot of this type of level of teaching and awareness to everyone that's open to it. And we're going to be bringing about a certain level of awareness that's really going to impact the community in a very positive way. You got to understand and know that there's a reason why they want us to just be subject to the whims of what goes on around us versus us having a true say-so in what's being done. Because if we can have a say-so, then we can determine the outcome of, you know, of a lot of the things that bombard us or sway away from the true things. You know, just from speaking from an entrepreneur standpoint, me and V-Dub talk about this a lot. You know, there's a lot of things that a lot of folks are taught when they go corporate that kind of hurts them when they try to step out on their own from a business standpoint. But you have to break that mindset. You have to break that chain. You have to understand and know that just like everyone else can get an opportunity to start their own business, you can do the same thing. You just got to be driven to the point where it's tangible and real for you, and you see yourself in that. And, you know, these are very, very, very key points. Man, I wish we had more time to definitely, man, continue this topic of discussion. But what I'm going to actually do is, like I said, I open up the floor to definitely have Manifest back on the air. You guys ain't got to definitely worry about that. Manifest, while I got you on, man, I want you, whenever you get a chance this week, to definitely give me a call here at the station. You got all my numbers, man. Hit me up so we can definitely get some things popping, because I, you know, what you just dropped on us today and with this email that just came in, man, we got some definite work to do. We got some definite things we definitely need to bring to the level of awareness. And man, I definitely see exactly how all this really ties in and how we really can strengthen the communities and really get them going in the right direction. And so again, man, God, we appreciate everybody definitely, you know, showing this level of support and really coming in. I got one more call I'm gonna try to take before we definitely get ready to sign up, because I'm getting the thumbs up. I got about 4 more minutes. So what I'm gonna try to do right now is I'm gonna try to bring one more caller in so I can definitely get his take on this whole situation, and then we're gonna definitely, you know, let everybody know what's up and what's happening, man. Just so Vito, you already know, just hold the line, we're gonna do what we do, man.
Okay.
Right. Yo, call, the last 4 digits of your number is 0087. If you're definitely riding with us and locked in live, man, who we got checking in, man?
Hey, Chess. What's going on, Jack?
Yo, what's up? What's up, man? We holding it down, chopping it down, doing what we do, man. What's good with you, bro?
I hear. Much respect to Sir Manifest. He definitely is hitting some things on the nose. I'm out here, man, just living life.
I hear you, man. That's all we can do. We gotta live it to the fullest, man. We got to definitely live it to the fullest, man. I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, you know what? What I'm going to do, this email that just was sent to me, I'm going to share it on the site because this is something that everybody needs to see. You need to see it for yourself. You need to read it verbatim and definitely check this out, man. Because this is powerful, man. I mean, the first three paragraphs of what I've read during this whole interview that Manifest was doing, man, is like, this is stuff that, you know, we all talk about, we definitely put out, and to see it in black and white and to see it stand out in that capacity really puts your mindset, you know, in the right gear, so to speak, man, because this is a lot of stuff that can definitely be done. There's a lot of stuff that's definitely being done, and it just really makes perfect sense to really continue to build on that. You know, coming,
hey, Jay,
you being an artist.
I'm sorry. What I was going to say is, V-Dub, she did say something. She said, you know, it's an American thing, right? I had this this one video that I found. It was the Baraka Block of Flame video, right?
Uh-huh.
I remember I posted that. Like, every other person who looked at that video, they might have got something negative from it. I actually thought it was a positive thing because I felt like he was speaking as Barack. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm the head of the state right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be more support for me and not worried about everything else that's going on. You know, it should be, look,
right,
if you never had an American flag in your life, this is the time to get one. So I'm saying this is the time to say, yo, I'm American. You know what I mean? This is the time where you look at your neighbor like, yo, what's up, man? I love you. Give your neighbor a hug just because. Find your worst enemy and find out why you were really mad at that person, you know? That's how I saw it. But other people, you know, they might laugh at it and stuff like that and say, oh, this is hilarious. And my thing was, yeah, he's saying exactly what's going on. He's speaking to a big group of people, mainly the black community. He's speaking to them. That's how I felt. America, honestly, in my opinion, America is made for, not made for the black community, put it like that, man. Like, I was talking to my homie earlier. I was just saying they got mad at me because I said I'm dark-skinned, right? He said, yo, you're not dark-skinned, you're black. I said, okay, what makes you think that I'm black? He said, if a white person looks at you, they're going to call you black. And I said, so that gives you a reason as a dark-skinned person, that gives you an excuse to say that I'm black too? No, you're dark-skinned, man. Like, when you look at me, you don't see black. I'm not black. You know, I'm dark-skinned.
Okay.
So it was just like he was basically telling me why he shouldn't be saying, yo, I'm black. I mean, it's a good thing if you want to be black and proud. That's cool. If you want to, you know, be classified amongst everybody as black, that's cool. But at the end of the day, you're not black. You're dark-skinned. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Okay.
So another thing, too, like I was saying, you know, in Africa, there's white Africans. Well, not white, but, you know, fair-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
right.
forth. Like, you can't really classify yourself because somebody else wants to do it for you. You know, you got to be your own person, man. Whatever you find, that's what you have. So if another person telling you, oh, you're wrong for doing this, in your mind, if you're right, most likely you're right.
All right. There you go. That's the power of the perception, man. It's what you see yourself as. That's the whole point. You know, we can't jump from one foot to the other because of what someone else has deemed us as. We have to know for ourselves who we are. And that's the whole point of this urban awareness, is knowing who you are, knowing what you, you know, what you're capable of, knowing what all this is about. You know, there's a reason for everything, you know, so you have to take pride in all of that. You know, so therefore, just like my man H is saying, you know, you're not looking for another person's approval or stamp of approval of what they deem as right or wrong, whatever the case may be. You know who you are. You're proud of who you are and where you came from, and you know where you're going. That is something that money cannot buy. That comes from experience and from knowing self. You have to know self. In order for you to know self, sometimes you got to look outside of self to see really what the business is, man. And that's the realness of it, man. So I'm definitely.
Let me tell you one more thing, man. Like, I remember when I first came to America, right? I had my accent, you know. I would go to school, you know, just being coming from where I came from. Like, every single day I was fighting, you know. So when I came to America, I was excited, you know. Like, I could talk to people, say what's up. And they wouldn't really look at me in any type of way. But after a while, it got to the point where
everybody wanted to get to know me, you know? Like, everybody was like, yo, who's this guy with the accent? Who's this guy with the accent? So after a while, people started getting jealous, like, and okay. I never could understand it. But now that I'm older with an American accent, I understand exactly what it is. It's like, with me being from Trinidad right now, and I'm in the States, and I put on for Trinidad so hard because that's where I'm from. I want everybody to see where I come from, what's going on in my life, you know what I'm saying? What has happened when I was where I was, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted everybody to see this. And then it's like, now that I'm in the U.S., it's like either people, they're going to dislike me or they're going to be like, you know what, I want to get down with him because I actually want to know what he's about, what's going on with him. And then I started to think to myself, let's say, you know, a person from America went to Trinidad and, you know, they had the American flag and they were, yo, I'm from America, this and that. How would people from Trinidad take that?
Okay.
That was the question to myself. You know, I felt like people might be actually taking that in a negative way. You know, so I told myself, at the end of the day, people are just going to have to accept it, man. That's how I feel. So, hey, love me for me, man. Don't try to love me because I look like you, I sound like you. You know what I'm saying? Love me because I'm different. That's the reason you're supposed to love me.
That's right. That's real. And that's the whole point. That is the whole point. You know, the perception's the key. Know thyself, man. That's what's up. Man, like I said before, man, I wish I had more time, man. But real talk, yo, it is what it is. Yo, manifest, man. You still there, man?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, man, real talk, like I say, man, you see, you got the innovative minds on the line, man, definitely doing what they do. And what I'm going to say right here, man, yo, real talk, me and you definitely got to get together off the air so we can definitely make some positive things happen with all the things we've talked about before. And then some, definitely, man, I'm going to look forward to definitely having you back on the air so we can continue this discussion, continue to bring this level of awareness out there, continue to get, you know, these communities locked in, man. I got about 2 minutes left, a little less than 2 minutes, man. I want you to give us a closing thought before we jump off the air tonight, man.
Yeah. Once again, I want to thank all the listeners who support Better Do That at overnight. And I want to give a shout out to you, J Dawg, for having me on. I'm honored to be given an opportunity to serve in this way in the community and the hood, you know. And so, you know, I want us to understand that right now is the time for us to come together and unify in all areas and ways where possible. You know, let's not look at ways of making an excuse not to conduct business with one another. Let's just utilize all of our successful past lessons as a people and utilize that to have ownership of in our community, the stores, the houses, you know, from the real estate to the construction, man. You know, we took to our nursery school students, when we go and buy these houses, buy these properties as a unit, then we're able to do something within the community that we want. We no longer have to say they're not going to allow us, that they're not going to let us. We go buy the properties and we do the things within the community that we want, set up our own schools as we once did. And historically, as the youth center, we don't control the curriculum. So let's keep that in mind and let's start forging all of those of you who are in education out there. Maybe you retired so you can, you know, whenever you retire or redo something, you do it again. So maybe you should come back in another capacity so that we can utilize your expertise as principals and PhDs and start building our own universities. I mean, really, our own universities and high schools and from the nursery schools on. Hello?
Definitely. We're here. Yeah, that, like, the last part cut out. So just say that one more time, the last part. I think we lost audio right there at the end, what you was just saying.
I said, whenever you redo something, you do it again. So for all of those educators who have retired, maybe they should come out in another capacity so that we can utilize those experiences and start building our own universities again. Our own high schools again, secondary schools and nursery schools, which we do control, but we want to bring back that level of control. The mayor McLeod
Mary McLeod Bethune mindset. That money must control. Because when we shut our own children's minds with our own story, we're enlightened and empowered to do some other things. When they know that we invented one of our ancestors invented the traffic light, or the elevator, or the escalator, or the computer chip, this empowers you. In the Terminator, it was the black man, or the Moorish man, who invented the hand that became the TD-1. And ultimately, had to kill himself in order to save humanity. He was like the Jesus type, the unsung hero. All throughout that movie, the little boy Connor, and he has a public enemy t-shirt